Blog Talk Radio.
This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with Apostle Tebow and Prophetess Tebow. This broadcast airs every Friday on My Gospel Soul at 12 p.m. Central Time. Bustin' Loose in Faith is a Seed of Faith evangelistic outreach ministry. We come to bring you word, praise, and inspiration. We want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Make sure you share this show at 347-826-9424. Bustin' Loose in Faith Ministries would love to hear from you. Now, let's get into our broadcast with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God is good and worthy to be praised. All praise, all glory, all honor belongs to Him this day, this night, and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, with perfect arm of grace, we come to you, humbling ourselves under thy mighty hand tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we get out of the way, that you may have your way here tonight. In the name of Jesus, hide us, man, Calvary's cross, anointed his lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory. In the name of Jesus, let us decrease the spirit in us with increase. Prepare the people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forward. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you for answering requests, honor, nothing for answering prayers, honor, and requests. But most of all, the salvation will go forth and the kingdom of God may grow. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Oh, precious Father, we appreciate, we glorify, crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And let the Spirit of the Lord come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps here tonight. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, I'd like you to open up to the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 3. Romans, chapter 12, verse 3. And the word of God reads, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith." God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Also here in Hebrews 11 and 1, the word of God reads, "Now faith is the substance things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." Also in 1 Peter 1, verse 7, "That the trying or the testing of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried or tested with fire, might be found unto praise and glory and honor and the appearance of Jesus Christ." This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and to the doers of his holy word. Brothers and sisters in Christ, just for the next few minutes, I want to talk about your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. Your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. Brothers and sisters in Christ, Through the use of the internet, we are able to teach and preach on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. So we thank God for the privilege and the opportunity to do this. We thank him because he woke us up this morning. He set us on our way. Matter of fact, he's the one that has kept us thus far. In this year of 2022, God has kept us. We on top of the ground, ground not on top of us. We are found in our right mind as we put on the mind of Christ. So we are ever so grateful and thankful for the blood that flows in our veins. Yes, we'll be talking about your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. Here we see in the book of Romans chapter 3, B clause of the verse, that God have dealt to every man the measure of faith. So live out your faith without compromising in 2022. Beloved, as Christians, we all have faith to some degree. People of God, we operate in faith all the time, whether we realize it or not. For example, we all need a little faith every time we drive in traffic, because traffic can be so stressful. Everyone going each other's way in a hurry to go nowhere. For example, we dodge in and out of traffic. Comes to a red light, we have to stop, we have to yield, and give the right of way to those that is, hallelujah, has the way. So brothers and sisters in Christ, when the storms of life come, and they do for all of us, do you stay calm and cool and collected? Or do you allow fear to overpower your faith? Yes, a question may be asked tonight. What is faith? Faith is, according to Hebrew 11, verse 1. It says that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Again, my brothers and sisters, tonight we are talking about your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. Beloved, faith is something that must be released. You can possess faith, but you must put it to use. Faith is like a muscle. You must stretch out in order to build it up, in order for it to grow. See, God uses storms in life to test your faith. He uses it because what it does is it storms, spiritual storms, storms that, hallelujah, it let us know where we are in the things of God. Yes, faith is something that must be released. You can possess faith, but you must put it to use. Yes, the word of God says again, God uses storms in life to test our faith. Bible says in Hebrew 11, verse 6, but without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Child of God, do not allow your circumstances, your situation to diminish, to reduce, or to shrink your faith. You see, as Christians, we are not immune to storms in life. Circumstances that we are not immune to may cause doubt to come in and if we don't cast it down, it can cause us to fear. Because the Bible says in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound mind. You see, brothers and sisters in Christ, storms in life are designed to help us to see Jesus like we have never seen him before. Storms do not last always. It is all around for a test. Yes, God uses storms in our lives to test or try our faith. You see, storms can rattle your cage of convenience. Storms can rock your world of comfort. Beloved, storms in life are personal, can become personal, purposeful, powerful in moving you to the next level in your spiritual walk with the Lord or your spiritual journey with God. People of God, we must live up to our Christian standard. We must be different from the world. Bible says here in 2 Corinthians 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore, come out from among them, and be ye separate, says the Lord, and touch not the unclean things, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. When we look around in 2022, and we read the word of God, it also let us know in the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You see, your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. Beloved, God is looking for people who will live for him and his godly standard. Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of destruction or the way of death. You see, God's grace in 2022, God's grace is not a stamp of approval for your sinful conduct. I'm going to say that again. Believer in Christ, God's grace is not a stamp of approval for your sinful conduct. Again, while reminded in 1 Peter 1, verse 7, that the trial of your faith, being made more precious than of gold, that perishes, though it be tried, tested with fire, it might be found unto praise and honor and glory and the appearance of Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Yes, child of God, God allows your faith to be tested so that you can see him, so that you can see how strong you are on a spiritual basis. See, God's purpose is to help you grow, because he knows that untested faith is not genuine faith. Untested faith, it will never amount to anything. So our faith must be stripped it must be exercised in order to grow so that we be able to go. Yes, God can only take us from faith to faith, from glory to glory, if we allow him to grow our faith. If we allow him to test our faith, to see where we are, to see where our motive is and how genuine our faith is. So, beloved, the testing of our faith, it serves not only to show the strength of our faith, but it also reveals the motive behind our faith. You see, motive is birthed by belief, and motive is birthed by conviction. Believer in Christ, the testing of your faith in the kingdom of God, it occurs through circumstances which provide an opportunity for you to validate, confirm your belief in the political, economical, social, and cultural system of heaven on earth. I'm going to say it again for those that are listening, those that will be listening later today. Again, we are talking about your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. Beloved child of God, believer in Christ, the testing of your faith in the kingdom of God occurs through circumstances, situations, which provide an opportunity for you to validate, confirm your belief in the political, economical, social, and cultural system of heaven. So, beloved, kingdom faith, trust Christ, no matter what, because Christ has the words of eternal life. Believer in Christ, do not build your faith on what God shows you. Build your faith. Build your faith. Build it on God. Kingdom faith is tested. Kingdom faith is called tested faith. Beloved, kingdom faith is steadfast and stable in life's storm. Kingdom faith is in God's omnipotent knowledge and not in our own limited knowledge. Kingdom faith is beyond our own understanding. Kingdom faith is rewarded after the test. It is also rewarded by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Kingdom faith is purified by tests. Kingdom faith does not fear trial. Kingdom faith commits the future to God, places it in his hand. Again, beloved, tonight we are talking about your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. Bible says here in Matthew 9, verse 29, the B clause of the verse says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Child of God, whatever is not of faith, it is sin. Because again, to what Hebrews 11:6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. And them that come to God must believe that he is who he say he is. And he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So beloved, God builds our faith. And he is also testing our faith. Yes, beloved, God builds our faith by putting it to the test, by testing it, trying it. Again, faith is like a muscle. And when it is stretched, and when it is pulled, then it will develop itself. Child of God, you do not develop your faith by just sitting on your most blessed assurance in a church pew. No, the Bible says in the book of James 1:3, it says, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith produces worketh. Here the Apostle James here is saying that the purpose of these tests is that our faith, our perseverance will grow and will be mature and complete. To believe in Christ every day, you have. Every day you have faith building opportunity in 2022. Beloved, God tests our faith through difficulties. Again, here in the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter 1:6-7, it says, wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptation, that the trial of your faith, being made more precious than of gold that perishes, though it be tried, tested with fire, might be found unto praise and glory and honor at the appearance of Jesus Christ. So people of God, nothing ever happens by accident in the life of a follower of Jesus Christ. Everything that God filtered. Beloved, always remember this, that we live in a dark, broken, and sinful world. So a lot of our problems that we bear, we bring upon ourselves. And a whole lot of problems we bring on ourselves. And a whole lot of problems other people brings on us. And we are innocent bystanders. But we have to get to a place in life, in our walk with the Lord, where we can cast all our cares upon him. For he cared for us. So child of God, nothing's come into your life without God's permission. Sometimes God has to custom make, tailor make a problem for you and I as children of the Most High God in order to teach us, in order to teach us that faith and to test your faith to see if it's genuine or not. That's why the Bible says, examine your own self to make sure that you are in the faith, to make sure that your life is lining up with the will of God for your life. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 48, verse 10. It says, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Believer in Christ, when God sees his reflection in you as his child, he knows that the impurities, he knows that the impurities in your life has been burnt away, and that it is only a test. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in times and seasons in life in 2022 where our faith has to increase itself. Our faith has to be exercised that we may grow on a spiritual basis. Our faith is only as strong as the test it survived. So the question may be asked, how do you respond to trials? Well, in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2 and 3, it says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation, various trials, knowing this, that the testing, the trying of your faith, work it, it produces. Again, my brother, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation or various trials, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith, working, it produces patience. Child of God, God's purpose is greater than the pain or the problem or the circumstance or the difficulty that you are going through right now. Yes, I'll repeat this because it's bare to be repeated. Child of God, God's purpose in your life is greater than the pain or the problem or the difficulties that you are going through right now in 2022. Be mindful of the fact that your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, the word of God was saying, heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word will endure forever and ever. Praise the Lord for his word.
Me.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Indeed, we need the Lord. We need him 24-7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. God is good and worthy to be praised. Again, tonight we're talking about your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. We just thank God for each and every one that is listening in, those that will be listening at a later date. We just praise and praise the Lord and thank God for you. As we pray for you, we're actually continue to pray for us. Hallelujah, as we come in agreement based on the word of God that says if any two of us come in agreement, as such and anything here on earth will be done by our Heavenly Father, which is in heaven. So we are thankful tonight for the privilege of being able to preach and teach the word of God on a local level and be able to reach on a global level. God has been so good to us. Even during this pandemic, God is still a good God. He still sits high and looks low. He still knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. So again, the question may be asked tonight on how, again, how would you respond to your faith on trial? Your faith being tried. And here doth James let us know in James 1, verse 2 and 3. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptation or various trials, knowing this, that the trying, the testing of your faith, working, produces patience. God wants to grow you in your faith. He wants to strengthen you in areas where you may be weak. God needs your faith. He don't need your help. Because your faith will give you what is needed if you stand in obedience to what he asks you to do. And you do it speedily and in a hurry. So child of God, God's purpose is greater than the pain or the problem or the difficult that you are going through right now. Yes, if I want to learn to live by faith, I must learn to rejoice continuously. James here says, consider it all joy when you go through problems. So again, rejoice in the Lord always, which means at all times. Because God uses difficulties. And God tests our faith. And he builds our faith up in the difficult times and not in the easy times of life. Another way that God tests our faith is through demand. Believe in Christ every time God gives you a command. In the word of God, it is a demand that is placed on your life. And it is a test. You see, the test is, am I going to trust what God says to do? What he says is right? Or am I going to trust my own opinion on what I think is right in my own eyesight? Yes, beloved, oftentimes God will ask us to do the impossible because he wants to grow us. He wants to grow our faith. Yes, your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. You see, faith is often a risk. And when faith is often a risk, and when it is a risk, it means that you can't understand it. That you can't understand it all in advance. God wants to test, and he wants to grow your faith. Yes, beloved, God tests our faith through difficulties. And also, God tests our faith through demand. Child of God, learn to obey immediately. When God said, whether you understand it or not, just do it. Bible says in 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, to be clause of the verse, it says, behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of ram. God speaks to you through his word, the Bible. When God wants, when God says to do it, you hear it correctly in the Bible. Then you act on what is said. So you, so you obey his words immediately. Beloved, God uses our material positions also as a test for our character and also as a test for our faith. Yes, child of God, what I do with my money really does determine how much God can bless my life. I'm going to say that again. Child of God, believer in Christ, what I do with my money really does determine how much God can bless my life. Yes, beloved, God determines how much he can bless your life by how faithful you are with what he has put in your own hand. Ask God to help you in 2022. Help you to exceed in your giving. Beloved, our God tests our faith. Also, he does it through delay. Bible says in the book of Isaiah 64, verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither had the eyes seen. O God, besides thee, what he has prepared for him that waits for him. Eyes have not seen, ears have not heard what God has in store for those that love him. So we must be patient. We must wait on God, where it says that, where it says that in Isaiah 40 and 31, but those that wait on the Lord, he shall renew our strength. We shall mount up with wings as eagles. We shall run and not be weary. We shall walk in that faith. So child of God, while you are waiting, God is working. While waiting in faith, God is working. He's doing things behind the scenes in your heart, in other people's heart, that you cannot even see. Yes, beloved, if you really want to learn how to live by faith, you have got to learn how to rejoice continuously and to obey immediately, to give generously, and to learn to wait patiently. I'm going to say that again. Brothers and sisters in Christ, if you really want to learn how to live by faith, you have got to learn how to rejoice continuously and to obey immediately, to give generously, and to learn how to wait patiently on the Lord. Because your faith is only as strong as the test it survives. God wants you to grow in faith. And your faith must stand the trial. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, we are serving an awesome God here tonight. We serve a God hallelujah, that can make a way out of no way. A God that is willing, ready, able to meet our each and every need. We must realize, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can't do nothing without him. We have to realize that we are living in days of uncertainty, days of trials and tribulations. Days that things will get worse, but the trying of our faith will work in patience. And we have to allow patience to help a good work, that the man of God may be complete, mature, and wanting nothing. Yes, we are living in a perplexed and challenging time. So, beloved, we have raised a generation of people who cannot deal with delayed gratification or fulfillment. Everything must be done now. We are living in a generation where people want that microwave type of mentality. They want it now. They don't want to wait. I stopped by tonight to let you know that your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. So, in other words, your faith must stand trial. Romans 10, verse 17 says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, beloved, real faith, not counterfeit faith, but genuine faith, is proven. And it's proven in the furnace of affliction and in the times of adversity. Yes, real faith, genuine faith, it is proven in the furnace of affliction and in the times of adversity, times of trouble. Is your faith strong enough in these days that we are living in? Is your faith strong enough in 2022 to suffer persecution? See, the word of God says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 1, and 2, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12, it says, yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. So, people of God, our faith will be tried, and it will be tested, for sure. Beloved, the trial of your faith is sent to prove its sincerity. It must be tested. And it must prove its own strength. Your faith will be tried variously. You see, the trial of your faith is useful because it leads to a discovery of our faith to ourselves. Here in the book of James, James challenges Christians to put their Christian faith to practice and to live it out for the glory of God. Also here in the book of Second Thessalonians chapter 2. Second Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 13 through 17. It says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God had from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto God called you by our gospel to obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our God, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your heart and establish you in every good work, in every good word. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, your faith is only as strong as the test it survived. Beloved, to stand firm and not fall away in your trials, you need to keep God's perspective, stand, and outlook with regard to eternity and time. Behold the need during trials and times of spiritual deception is for us to stand firm and hold on to the apostolic teaching. People of God, the inspired word of God is our only source of spiritual truth. The inspired word of God is our only source of spiritual truth. Yes, believe in Christ, the word of God is our solid rock in times of trouble, difficulties. So hold firmly to it. Stand firm in faith in order to avoid temptation. Child of God, when sinful passion and selfish desire line up with temptation and trials, the result is predictable. It will turn into sin and spiritual rebellion. So, beloved, remember the devil, the enemy of our soul, will make sure that if we are slipping or if we fall short, he will make sure that the pasture on the other side of the fence looks very appealing, good and enticing. but God have given us his word for us to lean and depend on the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Word of God says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there had no temptation taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Also, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, it says, but thou, O man of God, follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Child of God, faith is worth pursuing, fighting for. If you want to be a warrior in the faith, you need to stand up and fight by putting on the whole armor of God, that you may withstand the wiles of the devil. Put on the helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness. Have your loins girded with truth, your foot shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Lift up the shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and pray in the Holy Spirit. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, when we as believers in Christ is in our faith, is in our faith struggle, we need to run to the word of God instead of running away from God's word. You see, when we run to the word of God, we are reminded of what Romans 10, verse 17 says, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing through the word of God. You see, God's word is true. God's word is alive. And God will use his word to speak to us personally, as well as collectively. Beloved, your faith is only as strong as it tests, it survives. So child of God, do not allow your feelings to lead your faith. Be determined to follow God and not your feelings. Put your doubts in its proper place. Always remember this, that faith is a lifelong journey. So people of God, winning souls for Christ, it will require you to apply your faith. And your faith has to be in Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith. Well, as we bring this lesson to a close tonight, we are thankful and grateful for everything that took place thus far. We believe in God that he'll answer prayers according to his will. He's on a request according to his timing. And he'll come through in our behalf. It's just a matter of time. But we must stay in obedience, and we must stay in faith. God bless you. It's my prayer here tonight. Amen. Amen.
God bless you. We hope that you've learned something today, something that you can add to your life, enhance your life,
share with others to enhance their lives. Whatever the case may be, share the number 347-826-942 with your family and friends and have them join you as you join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Again, that's every Tuesday and Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We greatly appreciate your support. Should you have questions, comments, topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to contact us or write to us at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We'd love to hear from you. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Address your correspondence to Dudley, D-U-D-L-E-Y, Tebow, T-H-I-B, as in boy, E-A-U-X, as in x-ray, or Lisa Tebow. We'd love to hear from you. Again, God bless you. Have a great week. Know that God is in control, that we love you and he loves you, and we hope to be with you again, God willing, on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. God bless.